With the lights out and an eerie purple glow filling our arena, a loud, crackling, thunderous echo goes throughout our arena, and this cues in our BACW sadistic nut, the Spectre, stepping through the curtain led by Johnny. Oh my, what the heck is Spectre carrying this month? Is that a doggy bag? Hey, I don't even know, whatever. Whatever it is, it seems that the Spectre might have some pieces of trash in his hair, and it can clearly be seen. Is that a full purple beard? I didn't know you could grow a purple beard. Well, as he makes his way down to the ringside area, hey, Spectre, don't let that thing run around here. Oh, grab the leash, for God's sakes. And don't put that bag here. Oh, what is that? Is that dog crap? Oh, come on, Spectre. Hey, excuse me, hey, come here. Camera guy, come here. Can you put that in his corner? Come on, please. Yeah, the furthest corner. Thank you very much. Stepping into the ring with a zoned out look on his face. My God, Spectre stinks so bad. It's like a woman's private area that she hasn't washed for like a week. It stinks like fish out here. Oh my God.
And now introducing an individual who can only be described as an undefiable, undeniable, certifiable master of the mind games. Here he comes to us from the deepest corners of your mind. And he weighed in tonight at 299 pounds. He is a former three-time heavyweight title holder. And his name is... Spectre!
It seems to me, at least, as though Spectre might be going even further down the road of insanity. And according to his appearance, he's definitely taking a more unstable look towards this match that he has tonight. Not bathing or brushing his teeth? I mean, come on, Spectre, and come on, Petit especially. Put something in his contract that at least makes him hygienically able to enter the ring. Oh my God. What else can I say, people, but the man just brought dog crap or hyena crap in a bag down to ringside. For gosh sakes, somebody has to do something about this crazy lunatic.
Now introducing the champion, he comes to us from the filthiest pits of Arkansas, and will not be accompanied to the ring tonight by his valet, Miss Sun. He is the current eWrestling.org heavyweight champion, ladies and gentlemen, Evil Sam Goddamnatus!
Entering the ring over the top rope, it's Spectre who gets into Sam's face, and it's Natus who drives a dirty fingernail down the face of the Spectre, raking his eyes. Spectre can't see and sending the sadistic nut into the ropes courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Natus raises his big boot, but Spectre ducks the move. Off the nylon for a second time and back across the logo. Natus loads up with a head-chopping clothesline, but it's Spectre who avoids his second offensive move. Spectre stops short, clearly frustrated, but Natus tackles him into the corner and begins to unload with wild punches and punches. Spectre now tilts his head to the side in a very demonic fashion, and oh my God, he did a UFC reversal, and it's now Spectre who's on top of Natus, and here he is with his version of the ground and pound. No hands headbutt by Spectre, crosses Sam's eyes, and pulling him up from his back, it's Spectre who decks the champion down back onto his back with a tornado discus punch from hell. Old school Pity City forces Natus to gag from the stench, and backing up into the opposite corner, here comes Spectre barreling across the ring like an 18-wheeler on crack. Here he comes with an ass slam to the face and jamming that dirty fat behind into the champion. Knows, I think Sam Natus just might submit from the sheer smell. Hell, I know I would. But let's not get caught up in Spectre's hygiene, because taking Natus by the hair, it's Spectre who grinds his bearded stubble into the forehead of Sam Goddamn Natus and down his face. My God, Natus can't take it anymore, and he rakes the eyes to stop Spectre's dirty deeds. Spectre now counters with a rake of his own, and he will not give up that offensive position no matter what. This might be Spectre's last chance at the eWrestling.org Heavyweight Championship, and he knows it. Repeated boots to the head, chest, arms, and torso area of the champion soften up Natus, and it's Spectre who's now looking to put on a show by calling for a brain buster. Full away slam leads to an easy 1, 2, 3. No, Spectre could barely hold the big man's shoulders down for that extra half a second, folks. And this one's gonna continue. Spectre is going into the corner and he's pulling himself up to the second turnbuckle and tumbling forward and crushing the champion with a senton bomb. This one is over. Spectre goes for another cover. One, two, no, Natus kicks out once again, and I don't believe it, folks. The referee is calling for the bout to continue. It appears to me from my ringside vantage point that Spectre is growing more and more frustrated by the minute and pulling Natus off the canvas. The challenger jams the champion's head between his thighs and rotating Sam up into the air. Spectre comes crashing down with his version of the 666 powerbomb. Oh my god, this one is over. Stick a knife in Sam Natus for the one, two, three. I don't believe it. Sam Natus kicked out, folks, and he will not go down at the hands of his own finisher. This match just won't seem to end, and the referee appears to me to be absolutely stunned at the endurance of the champion, Evil Sam Goddamn Natus. Hey, Spectre, hey, what are you doing with that bag of dog food? Don't bring that into the ring. Oh, my God, Fan Spectre is holding that bag of stinking hyena poo into the air, and he's looking into the hostile crowd, and he's telling them that he's going to hit Natus right in the face with the bag of dog poo. Spinning to do the dirty deed, Spectre runs into a big boot that smashes the big bag of hyena crap right in his face and down to the canvas with one big stinky thud goes the Spectre. Natus is finally up, and my God, does he look pissed off or what? He knows what Spectre was going to do with that hyena crap on the canvas. Spectre is now gagging from the big poo boot, and Natus has Spectre in 666 powerbomb position, yanking Spectre towards the upward heavens of Extreme. Spectre does a rollover over the shoulders, and look out! Oh, modified widow peeks, and Sam Natus is in trouble. That's Spectre's finisher. One, two, three, oh, what the hell? My God, did Spectre just win the title like that? I don't believe it. Holy cow!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout, and new eWrestling.org Heavyweight Champion, Spectre!
Rolling from the ring with the title, Spectre is laughing, and now all of a sudden, he seems to be in a jovial good mood. You know, I don't blame him. That title Spectre has been chasing for the entire year, and finally taking out Sam Goddamn Natus. There are some that might say that Sam Natus wasn't worthy of holding that title, that it was given to him, that he never proved that he deserved to wear that title. But I can say this, the Spectre has never given up since losing the WEWA Heavyweight Championship. And if the Spectre continues on his roll, there is no doubt in my mind that if he should keep his title and Rick Righteous should keep his title when they meet at our next iPay-per-view, when they meet to unify those belts into one unified BACW Heavyweight Championship match, it's definitely going to be one for the record books. Right now, we have to go to break as our BACW Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous, is waiting in the back to come in and to defend his title. Folks, Rick Righteous is absolutely livid. Rick Righteous is furious that he was booked against Org Lambert. Rick Righteous is furious that the Preacher, who is a non-wrestler, is actually in his match. And Rick Righteous is furious that this steel cage that almost retired Mike Bell is going to lower once again, lock into place, and Rick Righteous is going to have to show these BACW fans what Rick Righteous is made of. Folks, I promise you this, our main event's going to be bloody. Our main event is going to be gory. And at the end of that match, the person who should hold that title is going to walk out of that cage as BACW's Heavyweight Champion. We'll see you in a few. And hey, somebody like clean up that dog crap, hyena crap, whatever it is. It stinks. Ugh.